This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. Israel has intensified its assault on Gaza as Palestinian militants continue to fire rockets into Israel. It's the fifth day of hostilities between the two sides. Israel's military said air and ground forces were involved in attacks on Friday, but had not entered Gaza. At least 119 people have been killed in Gaza, and 8 have died in Israel since fighting began on Monday. Meanwhile, Israeli President Benjamin Netanyahu has warned of civil war as mobs of Israelis and Arabs have been fighting on the streets of Israel. A major U.S. fuel pipeline has reportedly paid cyber criminal gang DarkSid nearly $5 million in ransom following a cyber attack. That's what multiple U.S. news agencies are reporting. Colonial Pipeline suffered a ransomware cyber attack over the weekend and took its service down for a number of days, causing gas shortages in cities across the United States. Colonial has said that it would not comment on the issue. On Friday, meantime, Japanese consumer tech giant Toshiba said its European division in France had been hit by the same cyber criminal gang. Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte has rebuffed a call from China to withdraw vessels from disputed areas of the South China Sea and said he would not bow to pressure, even if it jeopardizes his friendship with Beijing. And the top U.S. health agency says it's lifting mask-wearing guidance for people who are fully vaccinated against COVID-19, a watershed moment that U.S. President Joe Biden called a great day in the long pandemic fight. The announcement by the CDC marked an abrupt turnaround after more than a year of urging people to cover their faces. This is VOA News. Hong Kong's Security Bureau said Friday it has frozen assets belonging to jailed media tycoon Jimmy Lai in the first use of seizure powers granted to authorities under the national security law. The assets included all the shares of Next Digital Limited held by Lai and the property in the local bank accounts of three companies owned by him, according to a government statement issued on behalf of the Security Bureau. Lai was sentenced to 14 months in prison for taking part in unauthorized assemblies during mass pro-democracy protests in 2019. Japanese Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga said on Friday that a state of emergency was being extended to a broader area due to a rapid rise of coronavirus cases in those regions, but he added that holding a safe and secure Olympic Games was possible if tight preventative measures were implemented that would keep ordinary Japanese from coming into contact with those arriving in connection with the Games. The Olympics, postponed for a year due to the pandemic, are set to start on July 23rd. Prime Minister Boris Johnson expects an easing of Britain's COVID-19 lockdown to go ahead on Monday, his spokesman said, after concerns were raised over the spread of a coronavirus variant first detected in India. We've announced the changes that are taking place on Monday, and the Prime Minister said yesterday himself he expects they will go ahead, the spokesman said, adding that a five-week period before the next planned step in the easing of restrictions would be a time to assess any new data closely. The top prosecutor in Cyprus has asked police to investigate possible criminal offenses in the running of a cash-for-passport scheme after an official probe suggested thousands of passports may have been wrongly issued to rich foreigners. The East Mediterranean island awarded citizenship to 6,779 people between 2007 and 2020, the vast majority of them Russians, under the now discredited scheme. An independent board of inquiry led by a former chief justice noted in an interim report last month that 51% of the passports went to people who should not have qualified. The entire interim report was handed over to police, the island's legal service said in a statement on Friday. For more on these and other stories making international news today, we invite you to visit our website at voanews.com. Via remote, Laurel Bowman for VOA News.